On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from the new CBS show, The Neighborhood, actors Max Greenfield and Beth Behrs. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hello.
What is so funny, Beth?
I just, because this is a very big microphone and it makes, makes me want to do a like that SNL sweaty balls voice.
Yes.
Are you allowed to say balls on
Feel
it?
Feel free. Of course
okay.
you are. Of
cool.
course you are. Yeah, this is your home. Act
My publicist
you,
is
please.
Crying in the corner.
So congrats, guys. I've been seeing all kinds of buzz on this show. Great pedigree, too, because you both come off of successful shows. So it seems like a recipe for success right off the bat. For those not familiar, though, explain the premise and your characters, please.
So the show is called The Neighborhood. It's on CBS, 8 p.m. It is basically about this white family from the Midwest who moves into a traditionally black neighborhood in Southern California.
Oh, okay. That's why
we play the white couple from the Midwest.
Yes. Oh, thanks. I'm glad you cleared that up.
Cool.
That's why my man Cedric the Entertainer is in it.
Yeah.
He's
so
great.
It's Cedric,
isn't
he? Tashina Arnold. Their kids are played by Marcel Spears and Shion McKinney. And you know, it's like that's sort of the setup for the show. We do some episodes that talk about race, but really it's about these two families who are from two totally different worlds.
Yeah.
And how they sort of work together as neighbors.
That must be a fun set. That's a good group right there.
It is the most fun set I've ever been on. We are having way too much fun.
Where do you guys shoot the show?
Radford.
Oh, that's like the best lot too. A lot of good luck on that lot too. Just down the street.
Yeah, I think we're on the Mary Tyler Moore stage, aren't we?
Yeah, we had Mary Tyler Moore and the original Roseanne.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
And that 70s show too. We have good juju on the stage.
Very good juju.
Yeah.
Now, the dynamics are fun. How edgy does it get? Are you allowed to kind of go there?
I think
there's a recent episode we went there with you and Mary Lou Henner.
Yeah, totally.
Max's mom.
She's great. That's she's your mom.
Yeah, Mary Lou Henner comes on and plays my mom, who's fantastic, and we do it. And she's, you know, very stuck in her ways, and my character is very nervous when she comes to visit for Thanksgiving because Cedric and his family, they're coming over. And he's worried about what the dynamic between those two characters are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, addresses a lot of issues, I guess. And I thought the writers did such an incredible job with the episode. And I haven't seen it yet, but I'm excited to watch it.
Well, we have like an amazing writing staff that truly, like, we go there and then also make you laugh. And it's really nice. It feels like back when sitcoms used to sort of drop in and be able to make like a statement.
Well, that's a great thing about comedy too, is you can touch on these issues in a humorous way, but at the same time, it's like, makes you think and you know, you further the conversation that way. You got a Thanksgiving episode coming up. Your mom, is that
right.
the one you were talking about?
Yeah.
Comes
by. Yeah, totally.
I love when shows get thematic, whether it's Halloween or Thanksgiving or Christmas or what have you. And being that you came off two sitcoms with the word girl in it, both two broke girls and new girl. Was there a chance that this could have been Neighborhood Girl at any point?
We pitched it.
Yeah. It didn't fly, so.
They tested it with an audience. It was rejected.
But there's a lot of girl pedigree on this show.
What kind of neighbors are you in real life, would you say?
I'm very quiet. Keep to myself. I like seeing the other dog owners in the neighborhood and walking dogs together. But other than that, I'm not like a bad neighbor.
You're not a bad neighbor?
Mm-mm.
Do you know your neighbors, Max?
Yeah, I got to be nice to the neighbors because I don't know what my kids are going to do.
That's true.
So like when I have to go over there and apologize, I want them to be like, well, at least he's a cool dude.
Yeah. I make it a point too to get friendly with the neighbors right away because I know I like to have parties and I know it's going to get loud. So, hey.
You'd be the neighbor I wouldn't like when I want to go to bed at 9 o'clock and it's
Well, that's not on a school night.
Oh, good.
Like,
okay.
On a school night.
I go to bed at 9 o'clock on a Saturday too, but you know.
Right. And Beth, I know you just walked down the aisle earlier this summer. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Newlyweds. All right. How's it feel so far?
It was awesome. I mean, it was truly like the best weekend of my life. And we've been together almost 9 years. So it's like newlyweds, but like, We know everything there is to know about each other, but it's nice that we got to like make our love a statement in front of our friends and family.
It's nice to make it official.
Yeah, make it official.
And Max, how old are the kids now?
Close to yours, 8 and 3.
Oh, aww. Yeah.
And right same there. Thing, girl, boy.
That's the best. What are they getting into?
I mean, everything. The girl is like 8 going on 17.
She's right? also and hilarious like her dad
real
and
scary.
So cute.
What are they going to be for Halloween?
Lily's going to be Hermione from Harry Potter.
Okay.
Yeah, we started reading the books. They're great.
Oh, you got to bring her here.
I have. Yeah, that's happened.
Yeah,
that's happened. You go there, you buy the wand. You're like, how much for the wand?
Right, exactly. Is that a hustle? My God.
Have you not done it yet?
Yeah. Fortunately, they have not gotten into Harry Potter yet.
No,
but my nephews and stuff have, and I'm whoa. And I bought one of those wands.
Yeah, cool.
You better have some spells to be able to cast some stuff with that wand. Yeah.
The wands alone.
Yeah,
keeps the park going. Unbelievable. Exactly.
And are you guys staying in town for the holidays?
I'm going on my honeymoon for the holidays.
Oh.
I'm going to Italy.
Whoa.
Fancy.
I'm going to eat and drink some wine.
Good time of year to be there, too.
I'm excited.
You sticking around here,
yeah.
Max? Nice.
Yeah.
Where are you from originally again?
New York.
Okay. But this is home now.
Yeah, this is totally home. I've been here 20 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is great for the family.
It's hard to move. It's hard to move quite yet with the boy.
Yeah.
We can take him, but like, man. It's not a vacation.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It is a family trip.
You need a vacation.
She's
kind of
she's pretty good. She gets it.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. He is like, he did not understand a security line at an airport.
Right. No, I feel your
it's
pain.
A lot.
Right
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah. It'll be okay. It's me. It's okay. We'll be okay.
And then when you get on a plane, when people give you that look like, oh, with the rolling of the eyes, I'm like, oh. Well, then fly private. It's the worst. They shame you.
You very rarely get a look, but when you do get one, the look is sort of like, I've never so badly wanted to physically assault somebody.
Right? So
it's
rude.
Like, who are you looking at me right now?
Exactly.
Like, as if I have any control over
right,
this.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then you also know, my son is a good boy.
Right. You get defensive, of course.
You guys are making it really appealing to one of our children. I'm real excited. Yeah.
Are you planning on that?
Yeah, not anytime soon.
Okay. You got time. All right, I'm going to put you guys on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Oh, God. Mm.
Most underrated Christmas song?
In the Bleak Midwinter. There's some great like Joni Mitchell covers of that one.
Ooh,
it's really good. Mm-hmm. I love Christmas music.
I'm not familiar with a ton of them, but I'll go Holly Jolly Christmas.
Okay.
I like when you like walk into a CVS and all of a sudden you're like, oh, it is a Holly Jolly Christmas.
Yeah.
Let's go, man. Let's buy some aspirin.
Oh my God.
Favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Cornbread.
Mm.
Anything with pumpkin or sweet potato in it. I'm in.
I'm with you on that. Most memorable Christmas gift you've ever gotten?
Ooh, my husband custom made me a tack box for the barn with like a gold plated my name and stuff. And it was just a really like thoughtful, nice gift.
For the barn? You have a barn?
I don't have one, but I have a horse. So to keep at the barn. But it was just like beautifully made and he sourced the wood. And
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't fully remember, but I'll say Beth just got me a guitar and I'm pretty excited about it.
You play?
No.
He's going to be Bradley Cooper.
I'm learning.
Nice.
He's
good. He picked
terrible.
It up very quick. No, you picked it up so
but
quick.
But it's perfect right now with the kids because you're like, I have these unexpected windows of time. And then you're like, what do I do for the next 30 minutes? And I would get so upset because I'd be like, did I just get lost on Instagram for for the last 45? Yeah. Like, I hate myself right now.
Right.
And now I'm just like, give me the good. And then you're just like sitting there. It's very relaxing, even though it sounds terrible with it in my hand.
I actually think he's doing a very good job.
Thank you very
next
much.
He's going to be a rock star soon, guys.
I'm sure you can be like Jimi Hendrix just up in here.
Next time, I'll play for you next time I'm here.
There you go.
Uh-oh.
Favorite Christmas movie?
Ooh.
The Chevy Chase one with the light. What is it?
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation, yeah.
There was a big discussion online, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? And I fully think it's a Christmas
movie.
Well,
if that counts, then The Sound of Music would be mine because they play it every Christmas.
That doesn't count.
Why does Die Hard count?
Because it was during, it was at Christmas.
Yeah, and isn't the opening song when Argyle, the driver, is driving in, they play the Run DMC Christmas song.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Very good.
It's a Christmas
movie. That qualifies.
Yeah.
All right. Die Hard. I like that answer.
Thank you.
The Neighborhood Mondays on CBS. You can follow him on Instagram at I am Max Greenfield and at Beth Barris. Thanks for stopping by, guys.
Right on.
Thank you.
On with Mario Lopez. Woo!